I would say this is a young team, but it's a young, experienced team for you guys. Two-time defending state champs. So before we get into all the season preview, you guys have a scrimmage tonight, so you get to see your own guys. What does this do specifically, battling your own guys, the guys that have been at the wars in the state tournaments the last 2 years? What does that do for you confidence-wise moving forward?
Well, I mean, battling tonight with against our teammates and stuff, getting ready to compete against other opponents, I mean, it just comes down to who's the one that's been practicing hard at practice, doing the things coach taught you, and then the best one usually wins the match. So, I mean, doing this tonight, well, I mean, you know, it would probably be the team for the rest of the year. So, I mean, we just got to keep practicing and, you know, work together, become a family, and just, you know, just some way to get into each other people, I mean, to, like, encourage them, stuff like that. I mean, this is a big thing.
Okay. Well, what have you learned, you know, going from freshman to sophomore year now? Obviously, you had 1 year under your belt and then coming into to the off-season program and what Carlos is all about. What's the biggest thing you've learned from last year to this year?
My maturity level when I'm wrestling. My technique is better than last year. I'm wanting it more, I would say. I wanted it all last year, but I mean, I would say I want it some more. I mean, that's the main things that's been helping me this year, getting stronger, you know.
Transitioning from football to wrestling, is there a transition? I mean, you guys have to lose more weight and gain weight and all this other stuff. Has that been a transition for you?
Yeah, I mean, being shape-wise for football isn't the same. It's kind of in that running mode, but fat mode. So, I mean, when you get wrestling, you got to start hardcore diets and, you know, try to make the weight. And the first week's always a hard week because you're not used to it. You go from football to wrestling, and it's just a lot of, from eating to less, you know, dieting. So, I mean, that's probably the biggest transition, I think, from football to wrestling.